我想能够让我们家里面充满活气的、活力的，也就是具有生气的这生物。
Maybe you can buy a branch of flower, put in the table.
如果我们能够在桌上放一束鲜花
，or we can put some different kind of objects, the greens inside.
或者是常青的植物在室内。
But our house is not that big. Usually, we cannot put a tree inside unless you live in a mansion.
除非我们住在豪宅里面，不然我们可能无法在家里面放一棵树。
But the Bible tells us.
但圣经告诉我们
，if there is one kind of tree that to be put in the temple of God in the Old Testament time.
在旧约的时代，如果要在圣殿里面放一棵树的话
，what type of tree will God choose to be put in there?
那神会选择哪一种树来放在圣殿里呢
？And of course, it's an analogy. It doesn't mean that physically they put that tree inside.
这只是一个比喻，并不表示说在圣殿里面就放了一棵树。
But for David, he knows what tree that God liked the most and would be like to put in the temple of God.
但大卫他是神的好朋友，他知道神要在圣殿里面放怎样的树。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm 52, verse 8.
请翻开诗篇52篇第八节。
Psalm chapter 52, verse 8.
诗篇52篇第八节。五十二篇第八节，至于我，就像神殿中的青橄榄树，我永永远远倚靠神的慈爱。
Here David said, "As for me, I'm just like a green olive tree, but put in the house of God."
在此，诗人大卫说：“至于我，就像神殿中的青橄榄树。”
Oh, he used green olive tree to describe himself.
他用青橄榄树来。自我描述。
If you read the title of the psalm, we know that David has been going through a very difficult period in his life.
如果我们看这诗篇五十二篇的标题，我们可以看出说，大卫他经历了人生当中非常痛苦的一段时间。
He has been pursued by Saul, King Saul, because King Saul is very jealous of him.
当时候他被嫉妒他的扫罗王所追杀。
David was only a youth.
那时候的大卫不过是个少年人。
He's very faithful to his country.
他对他的国家忠心耿耿。
Faithful to his master.
他对他的主人忠心不二。
Faithful to God.
他对神忠心。
But rather, he's facing a very challenging period in his life.
然而，忠心的他却面临了非常痛苦的生活。
However, he describes himself, his faith, as just like an olive tree, green olive tree, to put in the temple of God.
在如此的困境当中，大卫却形容自己就像神殿中的青橄榄树。
Don't overlook yourself.
请不要看轻我们自己。
Maybe you are young.
或许你还年轻。
Maybe you are inexperienced.
或许你还没有经验。
Maybe you don't know much.
或许你对许多事情一无所知。
But if you have certain characteristics,
然而只要你有某些的特性，
then God will be delighted to use you to abide with you in your life.
神就会喜悦你，愿意重用你。
And David knows about it.
大卫对此非常的清楚。
David wants to learn from the creatures of God, including olive tree.
大卫想要明白学习神的创造之物，也包括青橄榄树在内。
So that's why tonight we're going to talk about what is so special about olive tree that can stand out among all the plants that record in the Bible.
今天我们来学习为什么青橄榄树能够从众树当中来突出，来让我们来让它变得与众不同。
And how can we learn the characteristic of it as a member, as a member in the True Jesus Church?
那我们如何从青橄榄树身上来学习如何成为真耶稣教会的信徒
？First, the green olive tree, the characteristic is it is a very beautiful tree, and it's a sign of vitality and life.
首先，青橄榄树它所代表的是充满生命的一棵树。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter 11.
请翻开耶利米书第十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 16.
耶利米书十一章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 16.
耶利米书十一章十六节。从前主神给你起名叫青橄榄树。又华美又结好果子。
Okay, we can stop here. In the Old Testament, God described His chosen people, Israel, as just like a green olive tree.
在古时候，主神用青橄榄树来形容他的选民以色列人。
And it's a very beautiful tree. It's a tree of vitality and strength.
青橄榄树是个华美且好果子又充满生命力的树。
And especially this word in the Hebrew word olive tree has been equivalent to life and strength, just like beauty.
然后同时，青橄榄树的希腊文。
希伯来文。
希伯来文本意，它是与生命还有力量是同义的。
Also brightness and also joyful.
同时也代表着光明和喜乐。
So that is itself is very attractive.
可见青橄榄树本身是相当具有吸引力的。
I don't know in California here in your neighborhood, is there any neighbor plant olive tree?
我不确定在加州地区您的邻居是否有栽种橄榄树。
You can ask your parent. I don't know. Maybe you don't know about your garden. Maybe your parent knows about it.
或许你的父母对于家中对附近的植物比较清楚。
But it's not easy to see a good olive tree.
现在要找到一棵好的橄榄树不容易。
But olive tree is very, very special.
橄榄树本身是非常特别的。
If you find a good one, you look at it, you can search online the picture. It's so healthy, so strong, and so beautiful.
我们可以从网络上查考那长得非常健康壮美的青橄榄树的样子。
And it can relate to youthfulness and also strength.
这橄榄树本身是非常具有多功能用途，还有带有力量的。
The Bible describes 华美啊 beauty, splendor.
圣经用华美来形容橄榄树。
I think especially this can be used as a term to describe young people.
我相信这橄榄树也可以用来描写青年人。
Thank God tonight is the first day of International Youth Fellowship gathering here in Irvine.
感谢神，今晚是国际青年会在尔湾教会聚会的第一个夜晚。
If you are Irvine local church member, you may discover something special tonight.
如果你们是尔湾教会的信徒，可能会发现说今晚的教会不太一样。
Because if you look around on the front nearby, wow, there's so many young people.
你会发现说会堂前面坐了许多的青年人。
It's not even most of them are not from USA.
然后绝大部分的青年都不是来自于美国。
We have youth from 12 countries around the world.
我们有来自于全世界十二个国家的青年聚集在此。
And what is the characteristic of young people?
年轻人的特征是什么呢
？They have energy.
他们充满着活力。
You know, when they talk, it's different. You hear them. They talk.
年轻人的谈话声跟一般人不太一样。
Right. Old people when they talk,
当老年人讲话的时候比较缓慢。
Right? Young people they talk fast and they talk with energy, emotion.
年轻人说起话来精神充沛，充满活力。
Right, don't even talk about the content yet, right?
然后还不要谈论谈话的内容，光是听他们的声音就可以感受不同。
And young people, you look at them, it's different.
所以年轻人让人感觉非常的不一样。
They put attention to their appearances.
年轻人会注意自己的外观。
They look at what they wear, the hairstyle.
他们会仔细注意自己的发型和服着。
And they want to have a good image when they go out.
当他们出门的时候，希望给人好印象。
Because they are young.
因为他们还年轻。
Just like a beautiful olive tree, healthy one.
就像一棵健康、华美的橄榄树。
And especially when they smile, when they talk, wow, you see the brightness in the face.
特别是当年轻人谈话的时候，充满了笑容，让人感到吸引。
I like to talk to seniors because the elderly in the church, they have so much wisdom.
我喜欢跟教会的年长者讲话，因为年长者有相当的智慧。
And I can learn from their story.
我可以从他们的人生经历当中来学习。
On the other hand, I also like to attend the NYTS or IYF like this.
在另外一方面，我也喜欢参加大专学生联会以及国际青年会之类的活动。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because when I come here, suddenly I feel younger.
因为当我与青年同在，我就觉得自己变年轻了。
Even though by the definition in our church, I'm no more youth.
即便按照教会的定义，我已经不再是青年了。
But when I among the young people, suddenly I feel I'm 20 years younger.
但是当我与青年人在一起的时候，我就觉得我年轻了20岁。
And if you see in the local church, if there are a lot of young people in your local church, the local church is growing, is prosperous.
如果我们的地方，我们所在的教会里面充满了青年人，就会觉得我们教会充满了兴旺。
Just look at the olive tree, look at all the branches, all the leaves, and the fruits. So much life inside just one tree.
所以我们从橄榄树一棵树它的树枝以及它的枝叶它的果子我们就觉得说这棵树非常的充满生意。
And thank God our church have a lot of young people.
感谢神我们教会里面有许多的年轻人。
And a lot of young people like to join the activities like this.
我们教会的青年人喜欢参加教会的活动。
Now if you're young people, you think about, God give me this youthfulness. What am I going to use it to be the most meaningful way?
在对青年的弟兄姐妹们，我们来思考神给我们这年轻的岁月，我们要如何应用我们的青春呢
？If you look at all the very famous characters in the Bible,
如果我们仔细思量圣经当中著名的人物
，many of them already know what they should be doing, what is important when they are very young.
许多圣经人物在他们年轻的时候就已经知道他们要为主做什么。
Look at Joseph.
像约瑟
Even though when he was sold to Egypt, he was only 17 years old.
即便他在17岁的时候被卖到埃及
But already he know, even though he's young, but he is the children of God.
即便他非常的年轻，但他知道自己是神的孩子
He's different.
他与众不同
Even though he faced temptation,
即便他面对了诱惑
But he have to say no.
他向诱惑拒绝
And even though he faced immense challenges and responsibility,
即便他面临许多的挑战与责任
He has to take up the responsibility and perform well even in a foreign country.
即便是在国外国他依旧背起他的责任做他该做的事
So a person becomes spiritually successful not suddenly overnight when he was 40 years old.
所以一个人不会在当他40岁的时候突然在一夜之间就变成在属灵上面非常的成熟
But actually start from his youthful years.
一个人属灵的成熟度来自于年轻时候的耕耘。
So this means now, if you are sitting here, you're young people, you know what you're doing, you know what God wants from you, then you are successful the rest of your life.
所以在座的青年们，不要以为说你们现在已经知道神要你做什么，你就觉得你这辈子已经成功了。
Now, if you already know what God wants you, then almost you are successful.
如果你现在已经知道神要你做什么？那么你离成功已经非常近了。
Thank God, most of you are sitting here. We are protected by God.
感谢神，在座的每一位都是被神所保佑的。
I look at your face from this morning. Wow, your face is brightness, shyness, joyful.
今天早上，当我看到青年人的脸上充满着喜乐。
Because there's a youth of TJC, the future of our church.
因为真耶稣教会的青年就是。真耶稣教会的希望。
But if you look at the youth from outside the society or those who doesn't know God, it's a different story.
但然而，当我们看这世界不认识神的青年人，我们所看到的是不同的。
Some of them fall into depression.
有些青年他们活在忧郁症里。
Some in addiction.
有些人活在酒瘾或者是药瘾当中。
Like drugs or alcohol.
可能他们沉醉于酒瘾跟药瘾里面。
Some they are in a sexual immoral life.
有些过着生活淫荡的生活。
It seems that they are so free in the society.
或许他们觉得在生活里面过得非常的自在。
But they have no joyfulness. There's no brightness in their face. You look at their eyes.
但是当你看他们眼睛里的时候，你看不见他们生命里的喜乐与阳光。
But for us, it's different.
但对我们而言是不同的。
We should learn from David. He said, "I am the green olive tree in the house of God."
我们要学习大卫来思考自己是否是神殿中的青橄榄树。
Brother and sister, you must know in you there is a spiritual life that other people doesn't have.
我们弟兄姐妹们要知道，在我们里面有与众不同、一般人所没有的属灵生命。
Joseph knew about it when he was 17 years old.
约瑟17岁的时候就知道自己有那属灵的生命。
So that's why even though he was sold to Egypt,
即便他被卖到埃及
，inside doesn't change.
他的内心没有改变。
Because this life of the olive tree already grow.
因那青橄榄树的生命已经在他心里面发芽。
Look at Joshua in the Bible.
再看看圣经里面的约书亚。
When he left Egypt.He was a young man.
当他离开埃及的时候，他仍是个青年人。
And in his generation, most of the people are always grumbling, always murmuring against God.
在他的同年龄的那一代里面的人，绝大部分都是向神抱怨。
They don't even have faith on God.
甚至对神没有信心。
But for Joshua, he knows what he is doing.
但约书亚他知道他为什么而做。
He knows whom he believes.
他知道他所信的是谁。
He knows what is his hope, is the promised land.
他知道他的希望是什么，他的应许之地在哪里。
So when other people complain against God and lose faith, he didn't lose faith.
所以当其他人在抱怨神的时候，他却对神有信心。
Because the seed of the olive tree, the spiritual life already grown in him.
因为那属灵的生命，也就是青橄榄树的种子，已经在他心里生根发芽。
From one small olive, the seed can grow to become a strong tree.
一小颗的种子能够在心中成长成一棵大树。
And look at Daniel in the Bible.
我们再看看圣经里面的但以理。
When he was in exile.
当他国家沦亡的时候
He was also a young man.
他被掳到外国他仍旧是个年轻人
Probably he's lost his parents already.
我想他那时候可能已经家破人亡了
There's no temple for him to go to worship.
那时候也没有圣殿可以让他去敬拜神
Probably there's no Bible, no law of Moses for him to carry with him.
甚至他身上没有办法带着圣经或是摩西五经
And no one will around him will tell him that you must pray three times a day.
甚至他生活周遭没有人会提醒他，你一天要祷告三次。
And everyone is foreigner. Most of the people are sinners.
在他周围的都是外国人，都是罪人。
But inside, the seed of the olive already planted.
但是在他心里，那青橄榄树的种子已经栽下。
His spiritual life starts growing.
他的属灵生命开始发芽。
Our dear brother and sister tonight.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Is the seed of God's youthfulness, vitality, and strength already grown in your heart?
是否神的活力已经种植在你的心里呢
？And ask yourself, what are you using your youthfulness? What do you use them into?
那请问你要如何将你的年轻、你的青春来做什么呢
？Don't waste it in sin.
不要将你的青春浪费在罪恶里。
Don't waste it in the world.
不要将你的青春浪费在这个世界里。
Use it on God.
将你的青春奉献给神。
When your life connected to God, your spiritual life becomesSo vital and so strong.
当我们的生命能够与神连接的时候，我们的属灵生命将变成非常的有力。
I still remember many years ago when I first went to Africa.
我仍记得许多年前我第一次到非洲的时候。
I went to visit a church in a very, very remote village.
我到一个非常偏僻的地方拜访一间教会。
And I saw one youth who is a believer.
我看到一位青年，他是到教会的信徒。
When he was baptized in True Jesus Church, he was just like 15 years old.
他大约在15岁的时候，在真耶稣教会受洗。
He came from a very poor family.
他来自一个非常贫穷的家庭。
During the daytime, he had to go to school.
白天他要上学。
And in the afternoon, he had to help the farming in his house.
放学后，他必须在家里帮忙农作。
And evening time, what did he do?
那晚上他做什么呢
He would light up the small candle in his house, and under the small candlelight, read his Bible.
他到了晚上，他会点起家里面的一个小蜡烛，就靠着那一点点的烛光来读圣经。
And tell me when he told me that when he read the Bible, this is the most joyful moment in his whole day.
他跟我说，读圣经的时候就是他一天当中最快乐的时光。
And I asked him, why do you read Bible?
我问他说：“你为什么要读圣经呢？”
He said, "I want to serve God in the future."
他说：“我将来我要来服侍神。”
There are so many people in the village didn't know about Jesus.
在我所住的村庄里面，有许多人还不认识耶稣。
They don't know about the true church.
他们不知道我们有真耶稣教会。
So I have to preach to them in the future.
所以将来我一定要向他们传福音。
I have to serve God.
我要服侍神。
The Bible he read is not our typical Bible with Old and New Testament. The Bible he read was given by Gideon Bible Society. Only have New Testament.
他所读的圣经不是我们手中的新旧约全书，而是伊甸，杂志社所赠送的新约圣经。
There's no Old Testament.
里面没有旧约。
He told me, Pastor, next time you come to church, come to visit us in here, can you bring a Bible for me?
他跟我说，传道，你下次来拜访我们的时候，可不可以带一本圣经给我
？I'll save up money for 1 year. I'll buy. Please, can you bring a good Bible for me from overseas?
我会将我一年的薪资存下来，请你帮我买一本好的圣经，从国外带来给我。
In Western society, I never heard a youth say, "I want to save money for 1 year, buy a nice Bible."
在西方世界，我从来没有听过青年会存一年的钱来买一本圣经。
I only hear young people say, "I want to save up money to buy my iPad or iWatch or PS3 or no PS4." Something like that.
我只听过青年人会想要存钱来买一些苹果产品或者是一些电子产品。
But that youth from a poor country said, "I want to save up money just to buy one Bible."
但来自于那贫穷国家的青年却立志存钱要买一本圣经。
Because he want to preach, he want to work for God in the future, he want to equip himself.
因为他想要为神传福音、为神做工，他必须要装备自己。
My heart is so touched.
我的心被他深深的感动。
The small olive.Already planted in his heart.
这棵小小的青橄榄树在他心里生根 发芽。
And when he grew up, he worked for God faithfully.
当这棵树长大的时候，他将会成为神忠心的工人。
Secondly,
第二点，
green olive tree is the oldest living tree in the whole Bible and also all kind of trees.
青橄榄树是圣经里面以及全世界里面最古老的树。
And olive tree can live the longest.Compared to other trees.
然后与其他的树相比，青橄榄树它的寿命最长。
If you look at other trees, like in the forest, some are really big.
我们看在森林里面可能会有许多宏伟的树。
Some trees are 100, 200 years old, but they stop growing.
有些树可能有一两百年，但是它们就停止成长。
Or maybe they just fall down.
或者说它们不久就倒下。
But olive tree can live very, very long.
但橄榄树它却是非常长寿的树。
Maybe you can say how old can an olive tree can last?
那你可能会好奇说，那橄榄树它到底能活多久呢？
According to the scientists,
根据科学家，
the oldest olive tree still alive today, almost 2,500 years old.
根据科学家，目前最古老的橄榄树已经有。
2500年。So typically they can go from 1,000 to even 2,500 years.
可见这橄榄树可以活一千年甚至两千五百年。
Can you imagine a tree can last 2,000 years? How many generations already passed?
可想象这一棵两千五百年的树已经历经了人世间多少的时代岁月。
In Jerusalem today, the place called Gethsemane is still there.
在耶路撒冷里面，一个称作克西马尼园的园子仍在。
And of course, we know from the Bible, Gethsemane is the place where the Lord Jesus Christ offered up his last prayer during the night before he was betrayed.
在圣经，我们知道克西马尼园就是耶稣在被卖那一夜最后祷告的地方。
Gethsemane means the olive press. There are so many olive trees there.
克西马尼园它的意思就是压榨。橄榄的地方，那里有许多的橄榄树。
If you go there, if you as a tourist go there visit today, there are so many olive trees that are thousand years old.
所以，如果我们有机会去拜访克西马尼园的话，在那边有许多上千岁的橄榄树。
Maybe you saw the tree where Jesus was praying beside.
或许你会看到主耶稣过去曾祷告的地方的那些橄榄树。
Olive tree can last so long.
橄榄树可以活非常的久。
And today we have to learn from olive tree.
今天我们要向橄榄树来学习。
How long can your faith last?
我们的信仰能够持续多久呢？
It's not easy sometimes.
有的时候非常的难。
I remember when I was growing up in the church.
记得我在教会成长过程中。
During the RE class, there are a few students that I spend time together every week.
在宗教教育的课堂里面，有些孩子是我每个礼拜都一起相处的。
We are student together.
我们是一起当同学。
And when I look back,
当我回头看
，and I ask, where are they right now?
我会问说，我过去的那些同学们在哪里呢
？Some of them, actually, they are no more. They're in the church.
有些已经不在教会了。
And sometimes I really like to take out the old album of photos to go through the history.
有的时候我喜欢把相簿拿起来看看过去的历史。
You know, in the old time in NYTS, we always take group picture. I like those hard copy are given. We stack it in the hymn books.
我们知道在神训班的时候我们都会拍团体照，我都会将团体照放在我的赞美诗里。
And I keep all of those and put in the album.
那我之后再将所有的相片都放在相簿里。
Sometimes I go through them and say, oh,That brother, no more in the church.
有时候当我在看那些相片的时候，会发现说这位弟兄已经不在教会了。
And that sister already left.
那位姐妹也离开教会了。
My heart feels very sad.
我的心里就非常的感伤。
But at the same time, I saw, the majority of them are still in the church.
但有的时候我看说，绝大部分的青年都还在教会里。
Sometimes being fervent when you are a student is not that difficult.
当年轻的时候还是学生，为主热心是。
But after you graduated, you go into the society, your life is so busy, but you're still in the church. That is, you're already overcome one challenge.
如果我们在离开校园进入社会，在繁忙的生活当中能够保守自己在教会里面，那么我们已经突破了一个大考验。
And when you face the choice of marriage,
当我们面对婚姻的挑战，
you marry the right person so that you can keep yourself in the faith, then already another challenge is overcome.
如果我们在婚姻的抉择上能够选择主内的青年，那么我们在婚姻的挑战上面又向前跨了一步。
And you have to go hurdle by hurdle, challenge after challenge.
在生活生命当中有不断的考验和挑战，需要我们不断的克服。
And if until your old age you lose the physical strength, physical vitality, but spiritually you're still in the faith, that is not easy.
如果当我们年老的时候，当我们的年轻不在，身体衰微，但是我们的灵命却健壮，那真的是不简单。
Those are the most beautiful tree.
这个就是最美丽的橄榄树。
Old green olive tree, even though they are old.But they are still green and they are still very living.
年老的青橄榄树，即便它的年纪大，但是它的生命力是非常旺盛的。
And of course, young people, we have energy, right?
的确，青年人充满着活力。
But I like to talk to senior. I like to hear their story.
但我喜欢与年长者来谈话，学听他们讲的人生的故事。
I like to ask them why, after so many years, you're still in the faith. What kept you here?
我喜欢问他们的问题是。经过了这么多年，为什么是什么原因让你能够持守的信仰，让你还在我们教会里
？Who give you strength to overcome all this？
谁给予能力让你能够克服生命种种的困难
？I still remember, in one of my local church before, I was visiting a elder.
记得我曾经在过去的教会里面去拜访一位长老。
He was very old.
他年纪非常的大。
He was when he passed away. He was 102 years old.
当他过世的时候，他102岁。
Even when he was in his 90s, he was preaching.
即便他在他九十岁的时候，他仍然在传福音。
Wow! When he preached, 讲道啊 ，in the pulpit, he can talk 1 hour.
当他讲道的时候，他可以在讲台上站一个小时。
Sometimes he preached longer, and his son have to tell him that no, oh, time.
有时候他讲到时间过长了，他的儿子还会提醒他要注意时间。
And later, almost when he reached up to 100, he stopped standing in the pulpit. He sit in the pew during the service.
当他快100岁的时候，他就不再上台讲道，而是坐在台下听到。
And then even when he was listening the sermon, he was wearing a hearing aid.
即便当他听道理的时候，他还需要带着他的助听器来听到。
Listening attentively.
他还是非常的专心听道理。
He was bringing his notes and opening his small Bible and keep writing notes, which is so tiny. The word I think is smaller than an insect, an ant. I don't know how he can write it, but he wrote the notes.
在聚会当中，他会将圣经打开，然后将他的笔记，在写笔记。他的字迹呢，比蚂蚁还小，真的不晓得他是如何完成他的笔记的。
He was never late coming to church.
但他聚会从不迟到。
And then when he was listening.He sit in the very front pew and listen attentively.
当他聚会的时候，他总是坐在第一排认真聚会写笔记。
I was only a new preacher. I was so young.
那时候我只是个年轻的传道。
And in my mind, I think whatever I preach, he must have preached 50 years ago already.
我心想说，不管我说什么道理，他可能五十年前都已经讲过了。
Even though he preached much better than me.
甚至长老可能。讲道理讲得比我更好。
He has so much more experience.
他比我更有经验。
But when I look at him, I really respect him very heavily.
但我看到他的时候，我非常的尊重他。
Because I can see that the longevity of spiritual life is in him.
因为我在他生命里面看到属灵生命的长寿。
When he passed away, he was 102 years old.
他102岁的时候过世。
Even though at the end time, during approaching the end of his life, he's losing strength, his health is declining.
即便在他睡中的快要离世之前，他的身体衰微。
But he never complained.
但他却未曾抱怨。
When we go to visit him in the hospital, he always say, "Thank God, thank God."
每当我们到医院里面去拜访他的时候，他从口中总是不断的赞美神。
He always asked about all the church members he knew.
他不断的会询问教会里面他所认识的信徒。
So in my heart, I'm so deeply touched.
我的内心被他深深的感动。
Let's look at.Joshua chapter 24.
请翻开约书亚记二十四章。
Joshua chapter 24.
约书亚记二十四章。
Verse 14.
十四节。约书亚记二十四章十四节。
Joshua chapter 24, verse 14 to 15.
约书亚记二十四章十四节到十五节。十四节，现在你们要敬畏主神，诚心实意的侍奉他。将你们列祖在大河那边在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉主神。十五节。
15.
若是你们以侍奉主神为不好， 今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们在所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉主神。
This is the speech of Joshua in his old age.
这是约书亚年老的时候的谈话。
We mentioned about when he was young, he was so vital, he's full of strength and a lot of ideal to serve God.
在约书亚年轻的时候，我们可以想见他是一个充满活力 的年轻人。
But his life didn't stop there.
但他的生命并不止于此。
He served God from youth to old age.
他从年轻侍奉神，直到他年老。
When he spoke this, he already finished his task.
当他说这段话的时候，他已经完成了他的工作。
He have led the people of Israel to inherit the promised land.
他带着以色列人进入了迦南地。
And his job has finished.
他的工作完成了。
And he is old already.
那时候他已经年老了。
But what did he say?
但他说什么呢？
He said, "No, I'm retired already. Don't call me, okay?"
他说我已经退休了，不要来烦我了。
Let me rest.
让我好好休息吧。
He said, "As for me, I and my house will serve the Lord."
但他不是这样子，他却说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉主神。
What does it mean to serve the Lord?
侍奉神是什么意思呢？
Does it mean that you have to do certain things only so that you can serve the Lord?
侍奉主神不是说你只做某些特定的事。
Does it mean you come to clean the carpet or wash the dishes or cook yourself the Lord only?
侍奉主神并不单只是清地毯、煮菜或者是洗碗盘。
Serve the Lord means you keep your faith and worship God wholeheartedly without changing your attitude, even when you are very old.
侍奉主神就是用我们全心全意 的态度来敬拜神。
If we do certain holy work, but our attitude toward God is not straight, that means we are not serving God properly.
如果我们好像肉体上面在侍奉神，但是我们的心却不是向着神专心侍奉他的话，我们的侍奉会有问题。
Maybe there are some idols in between.
或许在我们侍奉里面有偶像的存在。
Maybe we are serving ourselves.
或许我们是在侍奉我们自己。
Maybe our own pride.
或者是侍奉我们自己的骄傲。
Or we are serving other people.
或许我们是在侍奉其他的人。
But Joshua know that in his heart there's no idol.
但在约书亚他心里明白，他心里没有偶像。
His heart is only for God.
他的心完全只向着神。
And even in his very old age, he only served God alone.
即便在他年老的时候，他也只侍奉神。
So, brothers and sisters, most of us today here, especially the IYF participants, you are very young.
所以在座的弟兄姐妹，特别是国际青年会的弟兄姐妹们，你们都非常的年轻。
But I hope that when you have chance, not only in your local churches, but with the churches you visit, talk to the old people.
我希望你们有机会的时候，不单是跟你们地方教会的老年人讲话，也跟其他教会的老年长者谈话。
Even your own grandpa, grandma.
即便是你的祖父母。
Ask them how our family faith come to being today.
问问我们家中的长辈，我们家庭的信仰是怎么来的
？Why you believe in Jesus?
为什么你们要信耶稣
？Why today you are still here?
为什么你今天还在侍奉神呢
？And tell yourself, I want to learn from them.
然后告诉自己，我要向这些长者学习。
Maybe today they cannot do much in the church because of their old age.
或许这些年长者因为他们的年事，身体比较差，没有办法再做服事的工作。
But they still worship God wholeheartedly.
然而他们的内心却是全心全意来侍奉神。
They are the most beautiful green olive tree in the house of God.
这就是神家里面最美丽的橄榄树。
The third point.
第三点,
the green olive tree also can bear a lot of fruits.
青橄榄树也会结好多的果子。
The verse we have just read in Jeremiah chapter 11:16 tells us not only the green olive tree is very beautiful, but actually is also very fruitful.
像我们刚刚在耶利米书所读到的那段经文所提到的青橄榄树，它不单柔美，而且是多结果子。
It bears a lot of fruit.
它多结果子。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
请读约翰福音第十五章。
John 15 verse 7.
约翰福音十五章第七节。
John chapter 15 verse 7.
约翰福音十五章第七节。
Please read.
Okay. 十五章第七节，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
Verse 8.
第八节，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀， 你们也就是我的门徒了。
Jesus said, if you are bear fruit, if you are very fruitful, you bring glory to your heavenly Father, and people know that you are my disciple.
耶稣说，你们多结果子，我的父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
What is so special about the fruit of olive tree?
橄榄树的果子有什么特别之处呢？
And of course, all the fruit trees, they bear fruits.
所有的果树都结果子。
But olive is different.
但橄榄果子却是不一样的。
Because the fruit of the olive is not for its juice, but rather is for oil.
因为橄榄它这个果子它不是用来做果汁，它是可以榨成油的。
Most of the fruit of other plants are for juice, right? Orange juice, apple juice, tomato juice.You don't get oil from them.
许多果树的果子，我们可以用这些果子来做果汁，但是我们没有办法从这些果子里面提炼出油来。
But olive, even though it's so small and so hot, when you chew it, it's hot. But when you press it, you get a lot of oil.
但橄榄树的所结的橄榄，它非常的小又硬，不容易咀嚼。但是当你咬下去很不好咬，但是你去压榨它却可以挤出许多的油。
And of course, in today's health industry, if you go to supermarket, what are the most expensive oil you can buy?
如果以今天的健康的概念来讲，当我们到超市的时候，我们可以买到最健康的油是什么呢？
Of course, not animal oil or not a canola seed oil, but rather is olive oil.
当然，这最健康的油不是动物油，也不是芥花油。而是橄榄油。
Why is so special?
这橄榄油有何独特之处呢？
Not only is so healthy,
不单是橄榄油非常的健康，
but it has spiritual significance.
这橄榄油本身也有属灵的教训。
Because the olive oil is used to light the candle, light the lampstand inside the temple of God.
因着橄榄油是用来在圣殿里面点灯用的。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 27.
我们看出埃及记二十七章。
Exodus chapter 27.
出埃及记第二十七章。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Exodus chapter 27, verse 20.
出埃及记二十七章二十节。你要吩咐以色列人把那为点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给我，使灯常常点着。
Verse 21.
二十一节，在会幕中法柜前的幔外，亚伦和他的儿子从晚上到早晨，要在主神面前经理这灯，这要做以色列人世世代代永远的定例。
We know in the house of God, in the temple of God, there's only one object that gives light, which is the golden lampstand.
我们知道，在神的圣殿里面，唯一发光的物品，也就是那金灯台。
So where does where's the light come from?
那这金灯台的光来自何处呢？
From olive oil.
来自于燃烧这青橄榄油。
So you can see the olive tree inside the house of God. That means you provide the oil which continue to give light.
可见这橄榄树透过它的青橄榄油，让它能够在神的殿里面不断的持续发光。
Today, brother and sister, remember, David said, "I am the green olive tree inside the temple of God."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，要记得大卫说，我是神殿中的青橄榄树。
And each and every one of us, actually, we are an olive tree.
我们在座的每一个人都是橄榄树。
But ask yourself, am I bearing fruit?
但我们要问，扪心自问，我有结果子吗？
And my fruit giving light so that people know that I am a Christian.
那我所结的果子是否为主发光，让人认出我是主的门徒呢？
How often do you testify to other people that I am a Christian?
有试问，你曾经向人见证说你是基督徒有几次？
Sometimes we don't want to say it.
有的时候我们不愿意承认自己是基督徒。
Why?
为什么？
Because we are a little bit embarrassed, right?
因为我们可能为基督徒的身份感到羞愧。
Because just not long ago you scolded the person and then you say, tomorrow you say, oh, actually I'm a Christian, sorry.
或许说在不久之前你才跟人吵架，对人大吼，然后不好意思说我是基督徒，对不起你。
Or when you are driving, you drive so recklessly.
或者说当你开车的时候你开得非常的凶猛。
You push the horn and then you shout at people, you're cursing in that car.
你可能超速又乱按喇叭，然后随意超车，然后甚至超车的时候还咒骂对方的来车。
Right? Because you can do this very freely because people don't know you are Christian.
我们可能很自在地会做出这些事情，因为车道上面的人不知道我们是基督徒。
But if in every one of your car you have to put I am a Christian, True Jesus Church, how will you drive?
但如果说你车上的人都知道你是真耶稣教会的信徒，那你会怎么开车呢？
In other place, there was one occasion that the church make a sticker for people to put in their car to preach the gospel, but many people don't want to put a sticker in his car.
在曾经有一个教会，他给信徒制作了一个小牌子，让他们以后放在车上来向人传福音。
Right.
但是很少人敢把这个。
Because if you put a sticker there, you cannot drive recklessly. You cannot speed too much. People know, oh, True Jesus Church Christian. Wow, you drive like this.
因为如果说我们将那贴纸贴在车上，但是我们的车品却很差的话，没有办法荣耀神。
So sometimes it is more convenient to hide our identity.
所以有的时候要隐藏基督徒的身份比较容易。
So you don't feel the pressure of being a Christian and people judge you, right?
所以我们就不用去感受那基督徒受人注目的压力。
But at the same time, if you hide yourself.
但同时，如果我们隐藏自己基督徒的身份
，then you don't have the chance to shine the light for Jesus.
那么我们就失去了为主发光的机会。
Then why God put you as an olive tree in the temple of God in the first place?
那神为什么要先将你放在圣殿里面，成为圣殿里的青橄榄树呢
？You know, God chose us because He wants us to bear fruit.
神拣选我们，因为神要我们为他来多结果子。
God wants to show people that we are different, so that people can come to Him.
神要透过我们让人知道我们与众不同来吸引众人来认识主神
But if we are lacking the light,
但如果我们没有办法为主发光
then it defeats the purpose of our own existence.
那么我们就亏负了我们存在的意义
there was a sister who just entered college.
有位刚进大学的姐妹
She was so shocked to see what happened in the college.
她对于她大学的生活感到非常的惊讶
Because the first night she moved into the dorm,
当她搬到宿舍的第一晚
her roommate, another girl, already bring a guy to sleep overnight.
她的室友女室友已经带了她的男朋友在房间里过夜
She was so shocked.
她非常的惊讶
But she know that I must keep myself pure.
所以她告诉自己，我一定要保守圣洁。
She pray a lot in her room.
所以在她房间里面时常祷告。
And of course, the other girl they laugh at her, say, "Hey, why you're still a virgin? Why you don't have boyfriend? Are you gay?"
其他的室友们就笑她说，什么？你到现在还是个处女？你是不是女同性恋者
？No, I'm not gay.
她说不，我不是同性恋患
者。But I want to keep myself pure.
但是我要保守圣洁。
I don't want to have sexual relationship until I get married and give it to my future husband.
我要将我的童贞献给我的丈夫。
At the beginning, her friend laughed at her.
刚开始的时候，她的朋友嘲笑她。
But the olive tree, the life, the spiritual life already in her heart.
然后在她心里面已经有那长成的青橄榄树。
He don't care what people laugh at her.
她不在乎她的朋友如何耻笑她。
She only care what Jesus say, what Jesus think of her.
他只在乎神怎么看他，主耶稣怎么说他。
At the end, her friend all respected her.
最后，他赢得所有朋友的尊重。
Because all the other girls in the college, they keep changing boyfriend, and then life is a mess.
因为他周遭的女同学们不断的换男朋友，他们的情感生活一塌糊涂。
And many of them fall into depression.
甚至许多人因为情感不顺而陷入忧郁当中。
But our sister maintained the purity and integrity.
但是我们这位姐妹却持守了她的圣洁与纯正。
She shined the light for Lord Jesus Christ.
她在校园里面为主发光。
Sometimes if you want to shine the light, you have to go through struggle.
有的时候要为主发光，我们必须经历一些困难。
Sometimes you have to be hard pressed.
有的时候我们会经历一些冷嘲热讽。
And some struggle in the heart.
然后在我们心里面会经历一些挣扎
Just like Lord Jesus Christ,
就如同主耶稣基督
In the Garden of Gethsemane,
当他在克西马尼园的时候
He knew his body doesn't want suffering.
他知道他的肉体并不想要受这苦
He didn't like the cross.
他不喜欢这个十字架
But he was praying to the Heavenly Father.
但他却向天父来祷告
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
请翻开路加福音22章
Luke chapter 22, verse 39.
路加福音二十二章三十九节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 39-44.
路加福音二十二章三十九节到四十五节。路加福音二十二章三十九节，耶稣出来，照常往橄榄山去，门徒也随着他。
40.
到了那地， 方就对他们说，你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。是十一节。于是离开他们，约有扔一块石头那么远，跪下祷告。是十二节，说，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯扯去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。四十三节，有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。四十四节，耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，泪珠大如大血滴，大血点滴在地上。
Every time when I read this passage, I can see the struggle of Lord Jesus Christ.
每当我读到这段经文的时候，我看到主耶稣内心的挣扎。
Every time when you have struggle, you must read this passage.
只要如果说你内心感到挣扎的时候，一定要读这段经文。
Yes, we have struggle all the time.
的确，我们生活里面时常会有让我们挣扎犹豫的事。
But we shouldn't give ourselves excuses.
但是我们不能够自己找理由。
We must learn from Lord Jesus Christ how he overcome the struggle.
我们要效法主耶稣来克服我们的困难。
How can an olive produce oil?
橄榄要如何能够榨出油呢？
You must press it.
你必须要榨它。
That's why that place is called Gethsemane, the olive press.
因为克西马尼园就是压榨橄榄树的地，橄榄的地方。
The battle is in the heart of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个征战在主耶稣的心里。
His flesh doesn't want to face the suffering.
他的肉体不愿意去承担这个苦悲。
But in spirit, he knows he must follow God's will.
但是在灵里面，他知道他要顺从神的旨意。
So much struggle.
这是个天人交战的时刻。
But he really relied on God.
但他靠着神。
And the angels came from above to strengthen him.
一位天使从天上降下来，加添他的力量。
And he prayed even harder.
主耶稣更加的祷告恳切。
The sweat like big drop of blood fall onto the ground.
他的汗水大如血滴。
After the end, he stood up and faced the cross.
祷告结束后，他站起来，面向十字架走去。
And brother and sister, what does it mean to glorify God?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，什么叫做荣耀神的名呢？
Does it mean there's no struggle? Life is always smooth.
不是说我们一生当中风平浪静就能够荣耀主。
Does it mean you come to church every day, you attend all the seminars?
每天来教会聚会，参加所有的讲习会，就表示你荣耀主。
Those are good. Those are preparation.
这些都是非常好的预备工作。
But those are not the moment.
但是那不是荣耀主名的时刻。
The moment you can glorify God is when you face struggle.
当我们能够荣耀主名的时刻，就是我们面对苦难的时候。
When you have to make a decision.
当我们必须要面对决定。
A very tough decision.
当我们要抉择的时候。
You don't like it, but you know God wants you to do it.
我们心里面不愿意这么做，但是我们知道神要我们这样做。
You follow God's will.
那你愿意遵守神的命令。
Your heart just like hard press.
然后你的心就好像被压榨了一样。
At the end.You suffer, but you glorify God.
虽然我们的肉身受苦，但是我们的生命却荣耀了神。
As a young people today, I think it's very, very challenging for our faith.
对现在的青年人而言，我们的信仰的挑战非常的大。
We have some parents here, we have some grandma here. You know, we have to really pray for our younger generation.
在座的父母亲和主父母亲们，要好好的为年轻的一代祷告。
Young people, they face so much challenge, so much temptation.
因为年轻的一代在生活里面面临了许多的挑战。
But God has already given us this spiritual life, just like olive.
但神已经给予我们那像青橄榄树的属灵生命。
If you're willing to be hard pressed.
如果我们愿意被让神来用力来压榨
If you're willing to go through suffering,
如果我们愿意来经历这些苦难
If you're willing to allow your body to suffer because you want to follow Christ,
如果我们愿意来跟随耶稣让我们的生命身体来受苦
You can glorify God.
我们就能够荣耀神
Your life will be different.
我们的生命会变得不一样
Let's turn back to Psalm 52.
请翻回诗篇五十二篇
Psalm 52 verse 8
诗篇五十二篇第八节。
Psalm 52 verse 8.
诗篇五十二篇第八节。
As for me, I'm just like a green olive tree inside the temple of God. I shall forever rely on His love and mercy.
诗篇五十二篇第八节。至于我，就像神殿中的青橄榄树，我永永远远依靠神的慈爱。
Why this olive tree can survive?
这青橄榄树为什么得以存活呢
？Not because is planted in the desert.
不是因为它栽种在旷野。
But rather is planted inside the house of God.
因为它是种在神的殿中。
Inside the house of God, there is God's love.
在神的殿里就有神的慈爱。
So it will thrive, it will continue to be strong.
所以这青橄榄树能够不断的成长茁壮。
And continue to bear fruit.
不断的结果子
to live until very old age.
然后可以活得非常的长久。
So the last point is we must encourage ourselves no matter what happened.
最后我们要不断的鼓励自己不论发生什么事。
We must stay in God's love.
我们一定要让保守自己在神的爱里。
What does it mean to stay in God's love?
在神的爱保守自己在神的爱中是什么意思呢?
That means to save in the only true church of God.
也就是我们必须保守自己在神唯一的真教会。
Because the true church is chosen by God.
因真教会是神所拣选的教会。
God's love is here.
神的爱就在教会
里。God's truth is here.
神的真理就在这里。
If for any reason you decided is any part in your life you stop coming to church.
不论任何理由，如果说你在生命当中决定想要离不再来教会的话
，No matter what is the reason.
不论这理由是什么
，If you leave.
如果你离开了
，You are the one to suffer.
你就要。受苦了。
No other one else, but you are the one who suffer.
你就是那唯一受苦的那一个。
Because you are far from His love.
因为你远离了神的慈爱。
So no matter what happened, you tell yourself you don't leave the true church.
所以不论生命当中发生任何的事情，一定要保守自己在真教会里。
You must stay yourself in God's love.
我们必须要保守自己在神的爱中。
Stay in His temple.
留在这圣殿里。
The green olive tree.
这青橄榄树。
David said he wanted to be a green olive tree in the house of God.
大卫说他要像神殿中的青橄榄树。
How about you? How about yourself?
那么你，那你呢？
Let's sing him.
让我们唱诗。
395。
395首。
We're going to pray again.
我们接下来再要来祷告。
We ask the Lord to make this small olive tree be strong in His house.
我们求神能够让神殿中的橄榄树能够长，能够成长茁壮。
Each of us is a one olive tree.
我们每一个人都是殿中的橄榄树。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
我们恳求神来帮助我们每一个。
And we also continue to pray for the International Youth Fellowship.
也不断地继续为国际青年会来祷告。
We have until Monday to be here to study the Word of God and a fellowship.
然后我们会在尔湾教会聚会团契到下星期一。
Then we'll go for tour.
之后我们将会有旅游的活动。
So we ask the Lord to guide this international event.
求神带领这个国际的活动。
We all have to pray for Irvine Church.And ask God to remember and bless the church for hosting this event.
我们也要为尔湾教会来祷告，求神来祝福尔湾教会。
And also pray for tomorrow Sabbath whole day service.
也继续为明天的安息日整天的聚会来祷告。
Let's pray.
一同跪下祷告。